mixed emotions when my kids give me Father's Day gifts. I'm glad they remember me. I'm just disappointed they think I dress like that.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Each time Father's Day arrives, I think of my dad, and I can't help it. I start laughing. He had false teeth and a comb over, and he used both of them to make us laugh. I once told Dad that I was bored. That was a huge mistake in those days. He wrote a guy's name down on a piece of paper and sent me on an errand to pick something up from him. He lives in that direction, my dad pointed. So I headed out the door. I went down to some student motels near the college we were at. I knocked on door after door asking for Bob Cratchit. I never found Bob. I didn't get the joke for years. Ah, Dad. Good dads have always been a source of great amusement to their families. Kirsten can vouch for me. On the day she received her learner's permit, her father took her out for a driving lesson. He hopped in behind her. "Why aren't you sitting up front on the passenger side?" she asked. He said, "I have waited for this ever since you were a little girl. Now it's my turn to sit back here and kick the seat." Jason says, "My uncle was driving to a hockey game with his two sons when their car hit a low-flying duck. After absorbing the shock of what just happened, Uncle Mike broke the silence with, 'Well, there's a bird that didn't live up to its name.'" Duck. After a tornado warning, Laura's family ducked into the basement. The husband told everyone to stay put while he got his cell phone from the car in case the lines went dead. He didn't return for the longest time, so his wife went looking for him. She was upstairs calling his name when the voicemail on the desk phone clicked on. "Hi," a voice said. "This is Dad. I'm locked out of the house." Dad. One dad ran out of gas, so he called his wife to pick him up in her car. They went to a gas station, filled a can, and returned to his car. After a few minutes, he got into her car again. "We need to go back to the gas station," he said. "1 gallon wasn't enough?" she asked. "It would have been," said Dad, "if I'd put it in the right car." Jean's family was viewing old slides, and one flashed on the screen that caught everyone's attention. Dad was wearing his favorite golf shirt and holding his daughter Jean at the tender age of 3 weeks. The look on his face said it all. "There's my prized possession," her father said. Touched, Jean smiled at him. Then he said, "I wonder whatever happened to that golf shirt." Well, my dad was far from perfect, too. But when I think of him, I smile. Sure, Dad struggled to balance work and family. There were times when he was so exhausted he couldn't remember if he was putting on his shirt or taking it off. I'm a dad now, so I understand. But here are some things my dad did well. He built me a rubber band gun, which was amazing because he was a pacifist. He took the family camping. When he blew it, he admitted it and said he was sorry. I never heard him compare me to my siblings. He carried me on his shoulders sometimes and then made me pull my gum out of his hair. Very late in life, for the very first time, he told me he loved me. I always knew it, but it's nice to hear those words. More importantly, in the midst of all of his imperfections, Dad modeled the love of my perfect Heavenly Father. Dad's love made it easier to believe that God loved me too. His humor made it easier to believe that God smiles. Dad had a vibrant faith in Jesus. He left me his well-worn Bible. It sits by my bed now. He loved and honored my mom. Once or twice, he even went shopping when she asked him to, and he took me. He would check another item off his list as we walked along, and he would smile and say, "If we mess this up bad enough, we won't have to do it again."
The Ministry of Laugh Again is not possible without the generous support of our listeners. As we are approaching our fiscal year end, your support means that this ministry will be possible in this coming year. Your generous gifts allow us to reach more people with a message of hope and joy. To donate, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.